This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kind of a two-part and two home run night for Drake Baldwin last night, but a two-part good story for the Braves. I mean, number one is he's awesome and continues to be and played really well last night, and they won the game. Came from behind and won the game. We've all found something that we can rally behind in the final couple months of the season, which
rookie
is the Rookie of the Year race for Drake Baldwin. Because like all the rest of it is like, all right, we'll watch Ronald, and then he's out. Or, I don't know, maybe, no. Like, all the things we kept thinking might happen. But, yeah, Drake Baldwin for Rookie of the Year is a legitimate possibility, even likelihood.
Yeah, the way he's playing. Yeah, the way he's playing. And he's got, it seems like, you know, because of the fact that Marcel is no longer the everyday DH, that he's going to get more opportunities to catch and also hit. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a great story since he's been here going back to when he first spring training.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, Sean's going to be out for a while. And then our question was, is this kid going to stay here?
Would he have even been up? He would have maybe been up at some point.
Yeah.
But, like, when?
Because it was like.
Because Murphy got hurt, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have been on the opening day roster.
Chadwick
Trump.
Yeah, Chadwick was there and everything like. But, no, this kid has the goods. And, I mean, he's just been a solid contributor since he's been here. And watching him get his opportunities.
I would go further than that. Like, he's been one of the three best offensive players the Braves have this year.
I won't argue with that.
Him, Acuna, and Olsen. Like, that's it.
You know? I won't argue with that.
You know?
But, I mean, it just shows you, you know, the depth that you have in this position, because they were never going to trade Sean Murphy at the deadline.
No use doing it at the deadline.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I'd field some phone calls during the offseason.
And that would be the thing. That teams, because it seems like you have the guy, and it seems like they have some depth in the farm system at that position, maybe, or go out and maybe add a veteran to play behind the young man. But having those two dudes has been a solid thing for him, because he hasn't had to carry the load as a young player as far as catching every day and then also going out there and producing offensively.
Yeah, he's really good. Also, if he wins Rookie of the Year, he gets $1 million.
Really?
He won't make $1 million on his salary this year.
Nice.
So Rookie of the Year will be more than he'll make salary wise.
I love it.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, get that bread. I saw $1 million there. Clayton Kershaw gets $1 million because he has for his 13th start. So he started 13 games, gets $1 million bonus.
Wow.
Nice.
That's nice.
Nice.
You get to a certain point, you can write some pretty cool stuff into your contract.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
13 starts?
13 starts, dog.
Jeez.
Really?
I bet, like, Eric Fetty is going to have 13 starts for the Braves by the end of the year.
OE fan,
baby. I bet
baby.
He doesn't get $1 million.
OE fan, baby.
Yeah, and the Braves came back and won last night, too. That was good. It was legitimately fun to watch.
A guy came in to close the thing out, huh?
Yeah, he looked good.
You're good.
Yeah, he looked good.
Well, don't look at me like that, Bo.
Doesn't always look good, but he looked good last night. I don't know. You can go ahead and yell at me if you want. Last time he was out there.
Hate on the guy for a bad 6-week start.
What?
It's about 6 weeks. About 6 weeks, beginning of the season. Dude, he's looked great for the last 2.5 months.
Well,
the team has not.
I wouldn't. I mean,
He does not get that with me. I don't care. He goes awful.
He definitely has been better than he was. Yeah, and understand, he went on a nice stretch, but like, still, he did blow a save last week, and last time he was out before that, he gave up a single to the first guy, and the second guy only didn't tie the game with a home run because Eli White went up and pulled it back into the field. So, like, I understand you got to help your guys out and all that, but, like, I don't know, man. I feel like being critical of Raisel Iglesias is okay this year. I don't know. Does he tip well or what? Like, what's going on? What's he doing? What's going on over there? Anyway, Braves win last night. Love to see it. Hopefully they can. They got four more against the Marlins this weekend. So hopefully
is this makeup?
They make one up and they'll have a doubleheader. No. Hopefully 5-game sweep. Doesn't happen very often. All right, here's Xavier Watts, one of the Falcons rookies who will play tonight, talking about playing tonight.
Ready to see that. Ready to see this young man play. We know we were really thought a lot of him when they drafted him because we know the kind of player he is, the program he came from, and, you know, just the ability to take the ball away. I mean, this kid, he is a guy that, you know, he can play multiple positions. He's a guy that, you know, he's not the biggest dude in the world, but, I mean, he can fill the alley. He can do so many different things. He's one of those guys, obviously, with the two pass rushes, you want to see them. And I was trying to think of a list today of, like, who did I want to see? And I was like, well, offensively, not too many people.
No, I mean, we kind of talked about it in the first segment. I think
it's all about the defenders.
Yeah, and even the guys that you're interested in seeing tonight offensively, the only reason you'd see them in the regular season is if somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And look, it would be great if Casey Washington made the team or David Sills or any of these guys.
You know what? Let's see what Silly can do.
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do.
Because Sills has a fun story, right? People may not know this.
Sills is All-American.
He was at West Virginia for sure. You know what else he was? He was the guy that Lane Kiffin offered that scholarship to when he was in eighth grade.
When he was with
when he was at USC.
Oh, really?
That's the guy. David Sills is the kid.
I did not know that.
That he offered the scholarship to when he was an eighth grader when he was at USC because he was a quarterback and
did not know that.
Overdeveloped or something as an eighth grader.
And he ended up
He was a quarterback, right? And he tried to play quarterback in junior college and it just didn't work out. And they were like, look, if you're going to make it, you're going to be a wide receiver.
Right.
Switch wide receiver, went to West Virginia, and he was an All-American. Mm. And then he's just kind of bounced around. Right. Like, he hasn't, you know, he's played, and he's been on rosters, and maybe been the fifth or sixth receiver on a couple different NFL teams. And, I mean, that's really what it would be here, too. Yeah. We're not talking about a guy who, I don't know. You never know. I don't want to say that he couldn't come in and have an impact this year, because you never know what happens with injuries.
Why did I just remember watching the game last? I was like, damn. Like, who the hell is the receivers up in Seattle? I was like, oh, they got Cooper Damn Kupp. I forgot that Cooper Kupp was in Seattle already.
There's a lot of change up there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was, oh, yeah, Cooper Kupp's the number one, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba is there, too.
Yeah.
And then they had a kid out there last night. The rookie from Colorado State was looking pretty good. That was pretty fun.
Is that the dude that was giving it to Travis?
Oh, in the game? Oh, I don't know. Oh, good question. Horton?
Was his name?
Corey Horton, I think, was the guy last night.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
But no, I mean, that was a lot of change right there. But yeah, I know that, you know, obviously, because they're first rounders, you want to see them, the two pass rushers, and one because one's a dog. One anxious to see Braylon Trice.
Yeah.
If he plays tonight,
He
should play. But then, you know, you look at other guys. We were talking yesterday, like, I know Rook is your starters, and it doesn't seem like that Rob wants to play a starter. I would like to see him play a little bit.
Right.
You're going to get your blood in some noses and things like that. But I think just overall, just want to go out there and see them execute, man. I mean, that was the one thing about last night was there were points scored. You know, a lot of times, you know, preseason can be sloppy and all those different things because you got so many young players out there. But going out there and scoring points and doing those type of things, a big return. We saw that last night in the Baltimore game. Somebody make a play on special teams. I don't think it's a kicking competition anymore. But you know, usually the kicker doesn't get off when the starters get off. They still got to go out there and kick the ball.
No, I think the only way that even becomes a conversation again after this week, because it felt pretty much like if there was any competition, Young Wei Koo slammed the door shut this week earlier, because they were doing some kicking on Tuesday or Monday when it was really bad weather.
Yeah.
And I think Young Wei did a really nice job. Not surprisingly, he's been really good when he's been healthy in his career. But if he misses a couple tonight, you know, opens the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it.
I don't want that to happen.
He can lose the job.
I don't want him to.
Yeah, he can lose the job.
Because here's the thing about Lenny Craig. He never kicked in the NFL before. Youngway has.
Yeah, yes.
He's won a lot of games.
Very good at it.
I think he's been a Pro Bowler.
And then what's his name? Gert? What's how you say his name? The other kicker?
Lenny Craig?
Lenny Craig. I don't know where I got. I call him
what Gert, did you say?
Gertrude.
Sounded like you burped.
I was about to call him a German name, but because I didn't get it. But think about it, he gets to stay on the roster.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because he's the international slot.
Yeah, so he gets to stay on the roster.
They can keep him, and it doesn't really affect their numbers, which is good. All three of those games, by the way, last night, because we had talked about the gambling aspect of it, all three hit the over.
They did.
So there you go.
Very, very interesting.
Maybe that's a thought for tonight for the Falcons game. What do we got over underwise? 32.5 What? That's it? Why?
Take the over.
Yeah.
Take the over.
I mean, I'm probably not going to bet on a preseason game, but.
Yeah. And I mean, then you look at the other side, you get to see Hendon Hooker tonight.
32.5
Yeah. That's low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's the numbers are pretty much any team that played their starters, it's a higher.
Okay,
total.
But all three games last night, we were kind of joking about it, like how Zeno would probably be the only one to gamble on it. With 37.5 and they all hit the over. 37.5 is higher than 32.5
Well, they're looking at it from all.
Nobody's playing. Yeah, nobody's playing. But also, nobody's playing on defense, so maybe it'll be easier to score.
Their defense. I think the Falcons. I don't even know who's on the damn Detroit's defense.
Well, none of those guys are going to play.
I'm talking about backers either.
Those are all
bets. My backers either.
Yeah, so I don't. Probably don't gamble on preseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still the same message as yesterday. We'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. We hinted at this yesterday, just sort of the Haynes King importance to Georgia Tech's success. How many other guys in college football are as individually vital to their team succeeding this year? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.